Welcome to Fair Podcast. We'll dive deep into the latest news and how it impacts each of us on today's Fair Podcast, Breaking News. Let's start the show.
Welcome to another Fair Podcast. My name's Dan Stein. I'm president of Fair, and I'm joined by Dave Ray, Fair's Director of Communication, and also somebody who's been with our organization for decades. Dave, we just got through the 12th annual Hold Their Feet to the Fire event, one of the major events in the immigration reform movement. Tell us a little bit about some of the highlights of the last couple of days of this truly remarkable time.
Dan, I got to tell you, my head is still spinning. The energy there was absolutely amazing. This was by far our biggest feat to the fire ever, which is an event that has steadily built over the last 12 years. It started out as a small gathering of talk radio folks who teamed up with FAIR to bring the message of change to Washington. And today, this week's event was spectacular. We had 63 talk radio hosts from across the country, as far away as Hawaii and as close as Washington, D.C.
And some nationally syndicated.
As well. We had 85 guests show up, including 40 members of Congress, angel moms, angel families, 50 sheriffs from around the country, Border Patrol agents, border ranchers.
The president met some of the sheriffs, too, right?
Yeah, he met some of the sheriffs. They held and had a private meeting at the White House with the president, and then a photo op on the front stairs of the White House. It looked like they had a lot of really good exchange of ideas, and was posted live on, or ran live on Fox News, and so it picked up a lot of really positive media. The sheriffs were really jazzed about the private meeting with the president and really felt that he shared in their commitment to stop sanctuary cities, which is something that they care very deeply about. We were also joined at the event by terrorism experts, and then we had probably more celebrities here than we've ever had before. Ann Coulter, Diamond and Silk, Sebastian Gorka, who used to work with the administration and brings an incredible view of the immigration movement. And it was just really amazing to watch.
We had authors, lots of book authors, policymakers, and participants from the other organizations
right.
in our movement as
policy
well.
Policy wonks here yeah. in Washington.
It was really kind of a who's who of national immigration reform, true immigration reform.
Oh, absolutely. Right? And the synergy that was created by the event will benefit the groups and the folks who involve for them to be able to hear each other's war stories, the incredible stories coming out of these angel moms, particularly when you get to talk to them about the issue of separation of families at the border. And they're quick to point out, you know, when they want to go visit their child, they have to go to a cemetery. They really understand separation. But
it's a great opportunity for people to tell stories, the
yes.
stories that matter, because, you know, the other side is always trying to, you know, portray this as one-sided, that somehow the stories are only on the side of people who want to come to the country. But in fact, there are many Americans who are impacted adversely or affected or victims.
Right.
And this is an opportunity for them to reach millions of Americans all across the country with their stories, right?
Right. You know, I mean, I think most people in the United States realize that there are victims of illegal immigration. Many of the biggest victims of illegal immigration are Americans, and everyone seems to realize that except Elizabeth Warren. And they set the record straight this week. Some of the testimonials were truly moving and heart-wrenching. And in fact, the angel families, as we speak, are having a massive rally on the steps of the Capitol building between the Capitol and the Supreme Court. And they're being joined by Kellyanne Conway and Sebastian Gorka and administration officials. So some of the energy created by Feet to the Fire is continuing already. But the other thing that I found so interesting is the talk radio hosts and their hope that this event continues to grow, because it's truly turned into something monumental.
Well, in fact, what started is originally we had something called Immigration Reform Awareness Week in the 1990s, brought activists and organizations from around the country, Sometime around 2005 or 6, Roger Hedgecock from Cogo Radio, former mayor of San Diego, brought his radio show and several hundred of his listeners here to Washington to do his program. And we decided, well, let's bring some other activists here and invite some other shows to come. John and Ken from KABC, or KFI, KABC, I believe, came in that first year, and several other hosts. And now it has grown to the point where really this event this week was the largest. Talkers Magazine will bear this out, the largest single convention of talk radio shows on a single issue in the history of the industry, okay? The largest in the history of the industry. 63 radio hosts, radio programs, some nationally syndicated, reaching millions of Americans. This was a true movement event, a sign of how much influence this movement has. Tremendous success. Everybody showed up. Fabulous success. Dave, to you and your team, to Bob Dane, everyone who worked on it, to all those activists and sheriffs and policymakers and other organizations that participated. This was truly one for the record books, and I hope everybody who's out there who's part of this effort, members of FAIR, people concerned about the issue, know that this has been a major success and will redound through the echoing the halls of Congress for months, maybe years to come. So thank you.
Another thing that one of the questions I was asked most often is this is obviously a very expensive event. Do you all take money from political interests and so on, or how is it funded? And frankly, this is a big thank you to FAIR's members and the foundations out there who've donated generously, who believe in the cause of regaining control of our borders and addressing our out-of-control immigration laws, and generously have given to FAIR to make this type of event possible.
Right. Thank you, Dave.
That's all for this episode of FAIR Podcasts. Be sure to click the subscribe button and head over to fairus.org to contact us through email or Twitter at FAIR Immigration to keep you up to date on the latest immigration update and reports. That's fairus.org.